The Listening To presents Not the Headlines Extra.
Since Joe Biden became President of the United States, a conservative estimate says more than 8 million people have entered the country illegally. By illegally, I mean they entered the country at a place other than a designated entry point, of which there are many. Instead, millions of people from countries all over the world simply walked into Texas or Arizona or California from the south, as well as many, but much fewer people crossing from the north. Texas and Arizona tried to stem the flow, but every time they did, especially in Texas, the Biden administration would sick the Justice Department on them to keep the flow of people coming in from slowing down. The Biden justice thugs tried every angle they could, from environmental laws to jurisdiction claims. When a state lined the border with cargo containers, the Biden administration claimed it was damaging the natural habitat. When a state lined the border with razor wire, Border Patrol officers would cut it to allow people through. After 3 years of thousands of people a day crossing into Texas, the state finally had enough. They kicked the federal guys out of the landing zone and took it under state control. The feds are having a hissy fit over it, but you can't argue with the results, unless you're Joe Biden. The measures put in place by Texas have resulted in a dramatic decrease in illegal immigration at the site, forcing the Mexican cartels to shift the streams of asylum seekers more to the west. California is now the easiest way to enter the United States illegally, and the cartels know it. I know it. The media knows it, and the Republic of California knows it. For 3 years now, the United States has been the ultimate goal for millions of travelers from all points in every direction. On his first day in office, President Biden undid every one of the border protections put in place by his predecessor, Donald Trump, and also many of the policies of his predecessor, Barack Obama. The message was clear. If you want to come to the United States, come now. This is your window of opportunity. Don't pay any attention to where the bridges are. Just walk across the Rio Grande, shake off the water, and turn yourself into the Border Patrol. They'll welcome you to the country, give you a couple years to learn how to buck the system, then you'll be required to show up for an asylum hearing to stay here longer than that. We hope to see you then. In the meantime, here's a list of non-government agencies that will help you adjust. By the way, many of those non-government agencies are being supported by grants from the government. Religious agencies don't have that same support. And it didn't matter that we were in the middle of a pandemic either. While everyday Americans were restricted to their homes and businesses were being shuttered to stave off any more spreading of the COVID-19 virus, while anyone venturing outside was required to wear a mask in order to enter a building other than their home, millions of people flooded the southern border of the United States without restrictions. No masks, no temperature checks, no nasal swabs for them. There were simply too many of them to be doing any meaningful testing. While the teachers' unions kept America's kids at home, unaccompanied minors from countries south of the border were being flown to cities all around the country, landing at night in an attempt by the Biden administration to keep it hush-hush. If he wasn't already dead, Jeffrey Epstein would have been the perfect choice to direct the entire operation. 82,000 of those kids ended up lost in the system. 82,000 kids that the Biden administration brought into the country and lost. How many of them are slaves today? Joe Biden's policies may have created more slaves in the United States than there were in 1840, when there were almost 59,000. You don't have to be a kid to be a slave, though. Anyone who owes a Mexican cartel money and living in the United States is working off the debt one way or another, perhaps in a way that very few of us will ever even know exists. Regardless, very few of the illegal immigrants are allowed to legally work in the United States. Yet somehow they'll find a way to scrape out a living or be dependent on others. That's after they've satisfied their obligations to their smugglers if they weren't able to pay cash. What demonstrates the length of the cartel's tentacles is that any migrant can choose any city as their destination. Want to work off your debt in Chicago? Okay. Want to do it my way in New York? You got it. If you like, you can work off the Benjamins while you pay your respects to Franklin in the city of brotherly love and sanctuary. Whether legally employed or not, injecting millions of people into the workforce will have a negative effect on wages for everybody. In recent years, even pre-pandemic, business recruiting has been a challenge. There were too many job openings and not enough workers to do the work. It's still a problem. Getting millions of people into the country is the first step. Getting them permits to work is the second step. That not only lessens the burden on society, but provides our businesses with the workers they need. Bidenomics. He just needs 4 more years to make it work. Now, you might be thinking, but Bob, didn't Vice President Harris go to Central America and tell them to not come? Do not come, were her exact words. That's correct. In fact, it was her first international deployment as Vice President of the United States. She went to Guatemala and Mexico to address the root causes of why people from Central and South America were migrating north to the United States. You know, drill down and stop it before it starts. She even contradicted her boss's promise to restore an asylum processing system at the southwest border. It even says so in the 4th paragraph of a story in the New York Times from June 8, 2021, about her trip in search of the legendary root cause. Later in the same story, it says while the vice president was in Guatemala, she touted a resource center where migrants can learn about refugee and asylum programs that do not require a journey to the border. Now we know what Kamala meant when she told them, "Do not come." What she meant was, "Just wait here and we'll come and get you." In the meantime, here's all the information you need to get into the country. Keeping true to her word, the Biden administration has just reluctantly revealed that it provided hundreds of flights from South American countries to asylum seekers. If the 7 or 8 million illegal immigrants from all over the world crossing our southern border wasn't enough, go ahead and add another 320,000. That's how many flew over the border instead of walking across. There's been some talk in the news recently about these flights being secret, but they aren't. It's just that you probably wouldn't know about it if you didn't use the phone app the Biden administration set up for migrants to arrange to be accepted into the U.S. That might be what the vice president was talking about when she touted a resource center where migrants can learn about refugee and asylum programs that do not require a journey to the border. The people who were patient enough to wait instead of making the Groot trek to the northern border of Mexico were rewarded with 2 years in the United States and the right to work, while your so-called parole was carried out. Hundreds of flights over the 12 months of last year brought people from countries that include Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, and Ecuador. These are the country eligible for the 2-year parole entry. It's not a secret, though. The arrivals are vetted, have a sponsor in the U.S., and paid for their own flight. But it does reward people based on where they live and excludes many other people who have as much or more of a right to asylum in the U.S. There are people around the world who have been waiting years to enter the United States, people who have followed the rules and dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and are still waiting for their turn. Meanwhile, the Biden administration starts this 2-year parole program just a little over a year ago. Sure, it wasn't a secret, but it's obviously another way for the Biden administration to import as many people into the country as possible. The Biden administration can claim it's tried to tame the crisis at the border with Mexico. Even in his State of the Union address, Biden blamed the whole thing on the House of Representatives for not passing a bill with poison pills in it 3 years after he started the problem. To be clear, this isn't the fault of the Republicans. It isn't because Donald Trump told them not to pass the bill. It's simply a bad bill. Joe Biden can stop the flow. He claims he can't because if he does it now, it'll be obvious that he could have all along. Nothing the Biden administration has done was intended to stem the flow of illegal immigration. Much of what they've done has promoted it, if not outright facilitated it. The number one job of the commander-in-chief is to protect the country. There are some Americans who feel that the only thing protecting the country right now is the Second Amendment. They're not crazy. Personally, I have a lot of faith in our military. It's the leadership I worry about lately. But the military can't be put in charge of enforcing laws inside the United States. And right now, the laws governing immigration are largely being ignored or circumvented by our own federal government. Maybe the Democrats want Donald Trump to win another term as president, and they're creating the worst possible situation he could have when he retakes the helm of the country. Then they can point at him and say, "See, we told you he was the wrong choice." If that's the case, maybe we should re-elect Joe Biden just to see how he deals with the problem he created. Maybe he figures he'll die soon anyway, and it'll be Kamala's problem. Either way, the legacy of the Biden administration will probably be remembered as a blip on the radar that most people will be happy to forget ever happened. Or maybe it'll be two blips. We'll find out in November.
Get a lot more content from the Listening Tube with Bob Woodley podcast.